On Capitol Hill today, Wells Fargo CEO John Stumpf apologized for the millions of fake accounts that were opened by his employees in recent years.
I am deeply sorry that we failed to fulfill on our responsibility to our customers, to our team members, and to the American public.
Stumpf also said that no one at the bank directed team members to create the fake accounts. The bank was fined $185 million by regulators earlier this month. Mike Regan is columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. He's watching the hearings on Capitol Hill. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And by the way, I apologize for using the term team members instead of just saying employees. That's their speak, not ours. But first of all, just remind us what happened with these fake accounts.
Well, basically, Wells Fargo has long encouraged employees to do what's called cross-selling, which is if you have a customer in one business line in the bank, say a savings account or a credit card, then you're encouraged to try to sell them on other products. And it's coming out that the pressure was great on the employees to do this, and that people that weren't quite meeting the sales targets would resort to creating these bogus accounts in order to either keep their job or get the pressure off of them, or else to get, you know, qualify for a bonus because of these sales targets they were
facing.
And did
we find out anything today about when Stumpf found out about this and whether he told regulators?
He was a little bit fuzzy on the exact timeline. He said it was brought to the quote-unquote corporate level where he found out about it in 2013. But the retail unit was dealing with it much earlier than that. And in fact, Senator Bob Menendez read an email from a Wells Fargo employee who was basically complaining about problems with cross-selling directly to Mr. Stumpf in 2011.
Let's listen to one of the exchanges from today. This is from Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren, and she's talking here to John Stumpf about what he has and hasn't done to show accountability.
Have you returned one nickel of the millions of dollars that you were paid while this scam was going on?
The board will take care
of that. Have you returned one nickel of the money you earned while this scam was going on?
And the board will do...
I will take that as a no, then. Have you fired a single senior executive? And by that, I don't mean a regional manager or a branch manager. I'm asking about the people who actually led your community banking division or your compliance division.
We've made a change in our regional to lead our regional bank.
I just said I'm not asking about regional managers. I'm asking if you have fired senior management.
Carrie Toll said.
Did you fire
no.
any of those people? No.
So interesting exchange there, Mike. And we heard Stumpf mention Carrie there. That's Carrie Tolstead, who led the division where the fake accounts were created. She decided to retire this year, although she's getting more than $100 million in stocks and options. What did Stumpf say about her?
Well, the big question is whether or not the bank will, what they call, claw back some of that money she's been paid. And he was asked this question several times in different forms. And much like the question over his own pay, he sort of dodged it, saying it was up to the compensation committee of the board of directors. And he says he's not a member of that. They're an independent committee, and he doesn't want to influence their decision by making a recommendation.
All right. We'll keep watching the hearings as they continue on Capitol Hill. Mike Regan, columnist for Bloomberg Gadfly. Thanks as always.
Thank you.